Can you mix faith and fun?
It's easy if you're listening to The Satisfied Life. Check out our new website, thesatisfiedlifenetwork.com.
I hope you're feeling nice and cozy wherever you are. And if you're not, we've got the perfect person for you to talk to. Her name is Lauren Acosta. She's from Acosta Heating and Cooling, and she is a comfort consultant, Bandy.
I know. That sounds awesome. I want that title.
That is a great title.
That's way better than, like, producer.
When I met Lauren, I was just absolutely shocked. First of all, a woman in your business.
Right. It's pretty
rare.
Girl
power. And second of all, was surprised when you told me about how much more affordable and accessible solar panels are these days.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing just because you get so much money back. Like North Carolina gives you 35% of the cost of the solar panels back.
Mm-hmm.
And then the federal government gives you 30% of the cost of the solar panels back. So you end up getting 65% of the cost back.
Lauren, it sounds so Jetsons to me.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like you live in a biosphere somewhere.
You're an isolationist
but
out in the woods.
Someone in a regular home can put solar panels on their home?
Yeah, all around Charlotte. We've done it many times and are continuing to do it. It's pretty cool.
So what's the difference in my bill?
Well, it depends on how many panels you add. That's really sort of the big determining factor on how much you'll save.
Uh-huh.
So like the solar panels, what's neat about them is they're wired directly in to the outdoor unit. So when the unit is running, that solar energy feeds right into the unit, and you're powering that unit with solar energy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's sunlight out on days when you don't need air conditioning. So what happens is that solar energy feeds back into the house. So it's also powering your lights, your refrigerator, all those other things in the house, too. But what Lennox says, if you're getting a high-efficiency system, because that's the kind that can be solar-powered, so if you're getting one of those high-efficiency systems and you add four solar panels to it, you're going to lower your air conditioning bill by about 70 to 75%.
Wow.
That is amazing. So if I'm trying to go greener,
mm-hmm.
does it mean that I have to replace the whole system in order to have a system that is compatible with the solar panels?
So in this scenario that I'm laying out, you're wiring the solar panels directly in to the outdoor unit. But that's not the only way to do it. You can also wire it just into your main breaker panel of the house. And then the solar panels will just feed whatever is consuming energy. It's just in this scenario, you're wiring it directly to the outdoor unit, which actually gives you another federal tax credit because the solar panels are now considered part of your air conditioning system.
How cool is that?
So, Lauren, if I'm interested in getting these solar panels installed in my house, is my house going to look like NASA? Is it going to be like, are you going to be able to see it from space? Is it going to be like these huge panels on my roof?
I think that's Bandy's condo down there.
Are my neighbors going to freak out and go, oh my gosh, what is he doing to his house?
Well, they're sizable like panels. They're about 6 feet tall,
okay.
3 feet wide each
right.
panel. But your roof
that's smaller
space
than I thought, actually.
Yeah, your roof space
that
is so large
yeah.
that in most cases it doesn't take up that much
okay.
space.
Okay.
Like my dad put 15 panels just on the roof of his garage.
Okay.
So
I heard your mom wouldn't let him put them on the front.
Right. So truthfully, we would have gotten the most, like the best sun exposure at their house if it was on the front because
right.
it's south facing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can place them west facing as well, which is what my dad did. He put them on the side of his house, which is west facing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you do get a little less solar energy. But my dad, what's cool about this whole system is you also get a communication module that like plugs into any outlet in your house, and it can actually see how much solar energy each panel is generating. So like all the time, he's jumping online and looking and seeing like how much
am I saving right
yeah.
now?
Yeah, how much am I?
Oh,
how
that'd
much
totally be me.
Yeah,
oh,
how much am I generating?
That would totally be me.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I'm saving 72% right now. I just wanted to let you know.
Exactly. So, and it, you know, it gives you like fun little statistics. Like, you know, you can power, you know, one house for 32 days off of what you've generated in the past month, you know, and things
mm-hmm.
like that. It just gives you little statistics on how much energy you're generating. But like the particular systems that we're talking about, Lennox makes them. They're solar ready systems or they're mm-hmm. SunSource systems. And they They make two different units that are solar ready. One is an 18 or a 17 SEER unit. So SEER is stands for seasonal energy efficiency ratio. But it basically
thank you for explaining that because I was just going to nod and pretend like I knew. Oh, SEER.
Oh yeah,
totally.
I hear that all the time.
But I'm into SEER.
Yeah, SEER is just like miles per gallon. The higher the SEER number, the more energy efficient the system is.
Okay.
Huh.
And so like the government minimum of SEER ratings of anything that's installed today is 13 SEER. But the solar ready units are 17 and 21 SEER. So they're already, like, even if you weren't to add solar panels to them, already really energy efficient systems.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So suppose I'm not yet ready to go the solar route. Mm-hmm. What can the average person do as those warm weather months approach? What can we do to cut the bill?
So one of the big things that you can do is making sure that your system is properly cleaned and checked. So we, Acosta Heating and Cooling, you know, my dad started this business, and he started out like as a service tech. So he's like really stringent on who he hires as service tech. So he's a really technical kind of guy. But one of the big things that he's a big proponent of that some other, you know, companies don't do is that you have to not only clean that outdoor unit that you see sitting outside your house, but also the evaporator coil, which sits inside your house. Sometimes it's in.
I have to admit, I was quite embarrassed because Acosta came out.
Did you have a dirty evaporator coil?
Oh, my gosh. My coils were filthy.
For shame.
And the tech took before and after pictures just to show me how filthy my coils were. I was embarrassed. Like, I swear to you.
I keep a clean home.
Yeah. Don't judge me by my coils.
But, like, Duke Energy says that if you don't clean them, it's going to raise your utility bills for that summer at least by 20%.
Yikes.
So just by keeping that, you know, yearly maintenance where you get everything cleaned.
Once a year.
Well, our service, we come once in the fall to check your heating system, and we come once in the spring to check your cooling system. But so we recommend twice a year. We recommend that you do it twice a year. But we are only cleaning the coils once a year because you're only using your air conditioner, you know, in the summertime. And then when we come in the fall, we're checking and cleaning your heating system.
What about filters?
So change them often.
Now, what's the rule? I say every 3 months. That's what I grew up. That's what my dad said. Every 3 months you change your air filters no matter what.
Well, what I would say is use the really, really cheap filters.
Okay.
Love it.
But change them once a month.
Ah,
once
really?
A month?
Once a month. And I would say that. Because the cheap filters, you know, they don't capture as many particulates. But if you use one of those thicker filters, like the pleated one-inch filters, furnaces are not rated to be able to pull through those kinds of filters. So you're actually putting stress on your system by using those thick, like, one-inch filters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why we tell most of our customers to use, like, a thin filter so it doesn't put any extra stress on your furnace. But change it often.
That's and great.
I live with someone who has respiratory problems. Wheezy is called wheezy for a reason, people. It's asthma, okay? If I am trying to make sure that I filter for allergies, do I still go with the cheap filter or do I upgrade to one of those allergy filters?
So I wouldn't use like an allergy filter, the kind that goes like right at the grill. Because, again, your furnace isn't really rated to be able to pull through one of those. But they make these filters that are called media filters.
I'm gonna write this down.
They're media filters, and they're literally like 4 inches thick. Mm-hmm. So it's got these big giant pleats to them, and they actually are less restrictive to the system than a 1-inch filter is because you've got all this surface area because it's big giant 4-inch pleats, and you would change them once or twice a year, and this 4-inch filter, instead of having, you know, filters at the grills, now this filter is at your furnace. So to some people, it's a little inconvenient. It's at the furnace. That's where I change it now. So a lot of our customers will, when we come to do their, you know, twice a year maintenance, we change it for them while we're already up there in the attic or down there in the crawl space. And those, the media filters are a little bit more. I mean, they're usually somewhere between $60 to $100 for each filter. It depends on how how strong the filter is. So like a MERV 10 filter would be about $50, $60, but a MERV 16, which is more advanced in its filtration capabilities, is about $100.
Okay. If you have questions for our comfort consultant, Lauren Acosta, how can people get a hold of you?
You can go to our website at acostainc.com.
So Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A-I-N-C.com. Mm-hmm. Lauren, thank you so much for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to talk all about one of the hottest new movies right now that you haven't heard about. So stay right here. We've got more to come.